Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nathan Smith, and this tutorial slash walkthrough will just give you a quick idea of what Quentin C's Playroom is about. To start off, Quentin C's Playroom is essentially a gaming platform. It contains card games from, 1,000 Miles, 99, Scientific War, some really abstract ones in there. But it's also got other games like Dominoes, Battleship, well, you'll see in a minute. One interesting feature is actually the free table, which is where you can chat to other players quite easily. So, let's just start the playroom now. So, yep, we'll just click on that. Now, obviously, this is running from the client version. It can be played online in your web browser, but I prefer the client version personally. Now, when you launch Quentin C Playroom, as you heard, you get that really nice sort of intro sound. And then you're presented with a screen where you can log in. So the first box is username, then tab,
password.
Tab again, tab again. Tab again. Tab again. Tab again. So obviously you click on that if you didn't have an account, but we do. Again, that was just tab. And tab again. And tab again. Okay, so that was essentially this screen. So you type in your username and you type in your password, and then you can, next time you launch, you can literally just hit enter. So let's do that now. So you heard that nice intro, and first thing you are presented with is basically welcome to the playroom and a little tip as to what things you can do. But we're going to give you that now. So the first menu you are presented with is this. You use your up and down arrow keys to go up and down the menu. So there was create a new table.
Join the table. Restore a table. Options. Functions and more. Leave the playroom.
Okay, so let's you can also use home and end to go to the top and the bottom of the menu. It's not a scrolling menu, so meaning once you're at the bottom, you're at the bottom. You cannot go back to the top. Okay, so let's basically start with the basics. So, obviously, create a new table. That said, just then, choose a game. So, again, up and down arrow keys, and these are the games you can have.
1,000 Miles.
1,000 Miles. A card game where you can drive, well, where you use cards to try and get to 1,000 miles with distance cards of 25 miles, 50 miles, 75 miles, 100 miles and 200 miles. And within that game, people will try and play accidents against you, like accident, flat tire and all them. And it's basically to get the highest score.
Uno,
again, a card game in which different colours and numbers must be matched up.
Scopa,
a maths game to do with cards.
Poker,
or Texas Hold'em. Again, poker is a card game.
Dominoes,
again, quite a common game. I have no idea. I've never played it. It's a card game, and you're welcome to teach me how one day. 99, again, a card game. Aim is to get to 99, but obviously there are different rules to that. To see the rules within a to see the rules within a game, just press Control F1 when you're in the game.
Rummy.
Spades.
Spades. Chess. French Parrot. Six Cakes. Scientific War. Monopoly. Connect Four. Reversi. Battleship. Farkle. Yahtzee. Shut the Boxes. The Little Exam. Chess. Blackjack. Cribbage. Free Table. Cancel. Create.
So they're the sort of games you can have. Now this is in what's called the menu box. There are three boxes on the screen at the moment. There's a menu, and then you tab,
chat
box, Alt plus C for a shortcut, and history. The history will show you past messages and things if you're in a game. a couple of other things, a couple of other shortcut keys that you should know about. Firstly, F9, if we press F9. Now, this is a menu where you can set certain things. So, firstly, your inbox. Now, this is rather like an email. You can send an email to someone, and they'll receive it whether they're online or not. Yeah, basically, it's like a permanent message. So, it will say their name, you press enter, then it will say subject, you type that in, press enter, and then message. Down arrow.
Friends list.
Again, this is where you can add friends. You can have up to 100 friends at the moment. You basically just add friends, and we'll explore that a little bit later. Again, same sort of thing, except block choosers. Again, we'll go over that later.
Change your status message.
This is a little message that will come up at the side of your name. So when somebody looks at you in their friends list, it might display username available, this is my status, free table, da da da.
Send history report.
Send history report. This will send a history report to the administrators of the game platform.
Open website.
Open the website, obvious.
Open forum.
Obvious. Open the forum is quite obvious. You can also press Control F2 to open the forum. Again, that will save a history in a file. Very useful if you've got chats going on.
Save current view in a file.
Save current view in a file. Again, same sort of thing, really.
Copy current view in clipboard.
Again, same sort of thing, just copying it to the clipboard.
Go back.
And go back.
Create a new table.
Okay, so that's the main menu there. Now, you might have just heard a sound, we'll call it a sound. That was somebody actually leaving the playroom. And we'll actually explore that next, the friends list. So if we press F9 and up and down arrows to go through the menus.
Friends list. Friends list 85.
Now that is friends list 89. Now to get to the friends list, you can also, just from the menu box, you can also press Control F. That will bring up the friends list.
Received demands.
How many demands you have received. It also tells you when you first launched the playroom if you have any outstanding demands.
Send demand zero.
How many demands you've sent to others.
Add a friend.
Obviously.
Go back.
And go back.
Friends list.
Block chooses list. When you have a friend, you can send them certain things. So, one we saw earlier was a permanent message that will come up in their inbox. Another one is a permanent message, a private message, my apologies. This private message is between you and a friend. Now, you can either do this by pressing Control-U and finding their name in the list. Obviously, if you've got them in your friends list, you can press Control-F. Again, up and down arrows to move through those menus. And once you find their name, you can then press Enter on their name. And then enter again to send a private message. We'll just show you that now. So you press Control U, then I'm going to press D for Dada.
Dada available, so
and that started to display my status. So if we press enter now,
send private message.
We've got send private message, up and down arrows.
Send permanent message.
Send permanent message.
View statistics.
That would be how many games I've won and lost.
Block.
And cancel. So we're going to go to send private message. Now that's automatically put us in the chat window. And it has written for you at the at sign and then Dada, i.e. my username. Now you can do this with anybody and you can even type at username yourself. Or you can just, to reply to the last person that wrote you, you can just type at and then your message. Now we're just going to put in here, this is a demonstration message. Now, I'm not going to get my screen reader to read that, but I just want you to hear the sound. Now, obviously, you heard that sound there. And I'm back to the menu just then. You heard that sound, which means a PM, which will come up in your history box. Press Alt-H to get to that. The next major keystroke is F10. This brings up options, and obviously you can have language. Now, we're going to press enter on that, because there are several languages you can use now. There's French,
English,
Italian, Spanish,
Portugal,
or Portuguese, I think it's pronounced,
Deutsch,
German, Russian,
yep.
And I've no idea. I think Albanian, I think that is. But if you're from Albanian and it's not, I'm sorry. Next option down.
General options. Audio and vocal synthesis. Reading and appearance. Security. Privacy. Restore default configuration. Go back. Create.
So obviously, they're the sort of options you can have. Now, the next thing we're going to do is we're just going to launch one of the games. So again, we go to the menu, Alt M. We press Enter on Create a New Table.
Choose a game. 1,000 miles.
Choose a game. Up and down arrows. We are going to choose something quite simple here. Let's go for Dominoes. Okay, now, as you saw there, it read out just a nice little bit of text there. I don't know if you want to rewind and just go over that again, just to hear it say it again. But you might have heard that I set the table to private. You can do this by pressing Control H, and that means nobody can join your table unless you invite them. To invite someone to a table, do the same sort of thing. Go to their name by pressing Control U, or obviously Control F if they're in your friends list. Find their name, and press Enter, arrow down to Invite, and hit Enter. Now, something I just sort of slightly glossed over quickly is the blocks list again. The blocks list, very similar to the friends list, except obviously you block a user. This will stop them sending you private messages, permanent messages, or invites. And it will stop them joining your table, even if it's public. To toggle back to public again, for the public table, just press Control H. Now, something we're going to do now is just give you a short demonstration of the game. And we're going to do this with a bot. A bot is like the computer. You'll play against the computer, and it will make moves for you. So we're just going to press B to add a bot.
Calamity Jane has joined the table.
You press Shift B to get rid of a bot. So now we're just going to press Enter. This will start the game when you're in the menu.
Do you wish to play with default options? Yes.
Now it's just asking me here, do you wish to play with default options? Yes or no. Again, up and down arrows, we're going to click No.
No. Select the game to use 6, 28 pieces max.
Now obviously it's given me options here.
4x double 12, 4x double 9, 4x double 12, 4x double 12, 4x double 12.
To do. So we're just going to click 6 just for now, and we hit enter on that, and it was up and down arrows again.
Define a score limit to reach, yes.
And it's just asked, do I want to define a score limit? We just click yes.
Domino's dialogue. Define a score limit to reach to be out of the game menu. Selected 100.
Now again, you can just type in this field and then just hit enter. And then it's just started the game. Now, in this game, to up and down arrow keys to go through the dominoes.
0/1, 5/5, 0/3, 1/3, 0/6, 2/4, 6/6, 6.
And that sound there.
6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
That sound there, that
6, 6, 6.
That means you've reached the end of a menu. In this game, press C to see what's on the table, which obviously, at the moment, there isn't.
Play first on the right. You play first on the right.
That was D.
Darker 7. Calamity J, 7.
That
J,
tells you,
0. Drama.
That tells you how many dominoes each person has. That was E. This sort of thing, again, can be found by pressing Control F1 and reading the manual. Now, there is another mode called Spectator Mode. If you do this by pressing F3... This means if you're in a game table and two people want to start a game but you don't want to play, just enable spectator mode and it won't make you join the game. To see who's in your table, press W.
Two people are sitting at the table, Darter and Calamity J. The table master is Darter.
Now what that means is I can ban or kick people from the table. What this means is that if somebody is being offensive, which happens very rarely, but if someone is being offensive, you can kick them out of your table. If they rejoin and continue to do it, you can ban them from the table and they won't join your table again. To leave a table, press Q.
Are you sure you want to leave the table? Yes.
Yes or no? Just click yes.
0/1. Welcome to the clearance. version 2.2.0.526. 171 players are connected at the moment. Information: if you speak French and another language and if you want translate the player, contact us to http://salem.net/@/contact. Please write your message in French. Create a new table.
There you go. And the final thing I think we're just going to explore now is the free table. So again, create a new table.
Choose a game.
We're going to press end.
Cancel.
And then up arrow.
Free table.
And enter.
Create a new table. You have joined the table. Wait for players to join. Then press enter to start.
Okay, now this table, again, is similar to a game table, except it's just a chat table. So if other people were in this game, in this table, I could talk to them. So just like a test quickly, we're just going to go to the chat window by pressing tab. And we're just going to type a message, hello. And this is the sort of thing that will happen when you hit enter. Dardar says hello. Another cool thing you can do is by typing slash and then me, and then an emoticon, such as grin, or grins, it will do this. There you go. And again, that all comes up if you press tab,
history,
and you can go up and down arrows. Like that. You can also press N to go to the end of a line, and left and right arrows to read. Like that. And I think that's it, really. So again, just with this table, press Q and enter. And then arrow down. Restore a table, quickly. If you're in a table, so let's just gone into a free table. Another thing you can do, if you're in the middle of a game and one of you has to go, if you press Control and S, the table has been saved. Then later on, when you're both ready, just go down to
Restore a table,
press enter.
Free
table, and you just hit enter. And you come into that. So, options and functions and more are basically F10 and F9 respectively. And we're just going to hit leave the playroom now. So, I hope this guide has been a little bit helpful for you, and I hope you enjoy Quentin C's Playroom, because it really is a nice place to talk to people. There are a lot of people from all over the world on there, and at least 80 people, at least, on the English Playroom per day. And obviously there's more than that. As you saw, there was over 100 people on there then, and it is a very friendly place. So please do enjoy yourself. F4, if you have a problem, F4 will send a message to the administrators, but I do recommend emailing them, because there won't always be an administrator online. So if we go through the shortcut keys just quickly one more time, menus are up and down arrows and enter. To navigate through the chat windows, like the menu, chat, and history, it's tab and shift tab. Or you can also use Alt-M, Alt-C, and Alt-H. Options menu for language and whatnot is F10. For your inbox and friends list, blocks list, changing your status and all them, it's F9. For a shortcut for your friends list, press Control F. Bots, to add a bot, press B. To remove a bot, press Shift B. And, yep, I hope you found this quite helpful. This is the first tutorial and walkthrough by Nathan Tech. Please check out some of my products at nathantech.podserver.info. That's nathantech.podserver.info. If you have any questions about the Playroom or any other tutorials that I've done, please shoot me an email at nathantech, nathantech@gmail.com. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Thank you very much.